Good morning. Welcome into our monthly visit with the Randolph County Commission. We're going to say hello. This is going to be a strange program. Presiding Commissioner John Truesdale is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Wayne Wilcox, how are you, my friend?
I am fine. I'm a little wetter around the edges, but I'm fine.
Mr. Hobbs, how are things on the western side of the county?
Wonderful, as always.
Is it wet on the west side, or did you miss it?
I forced a lot of the rain over on the east side, but you know how it is.
All right. In all seriousness, though, how are Randolph County roads doing with all the rain we've had and all this stuff?
Well, before I start on that, what I'd like to do first is I would like to thank the employees and the elected officials at the Justice Center and the courthouse for their gracious donations. We took up a bunch of money and got water to take over to Brunswick the other day. I thought that was wonderful. I've been over to Brunswick two or three times in the last couple weeks, and I've seen countless Mobley employees. I've seen countless just citizens of Randolph County over there helping in every way.
All right. So how are the roads doing now?
Well, after 10 inches of rain, you can imagine. Our crew is doing a wonderful job. They're doing the best they can. We've had a lot of trees, a lot of limbs up in the north part of our county that has fallen. They've spent countless hours with chainsaws. We did have one small little accident. Nobody got seriously hurt, but it could have been a bad situation where they were cutting the tree and it fell. We've had just really good luck getting things cleaned up. We've had a lot of washing in the roads, and with all this rain, you can imagine the roads are starting to get really soft.
All right, Wayne, how are things on the eastern side?
As a whole, we're doing maybe just a little bit better over there. We're a little flatter, so we don't get the washes quite as bad. Down in the southeast, south central, we have some issues down there from time to time, but as a whole, I believe things are doing pretty good.
All right. Considering the amount of coffee you've had, I'm almost afraid to go to you. How are things in the Clark area?
I'll tell you what, everybody'd like to come from Clark, but it's just not big enough for all of us. Southeast part of the county is doing real well. I think our county is doing very well all the way across the boards. As we look at the different things that we have planned for, it looks like our planning is coming together. Obviously, no one has planned for the kind of rain and the kind of weather that we've had in this year, but our road crews have responded well to it. For the most part, our roads are looking pretty good, and where they're not, we've recognized that, and we're trying to work on those and try to figure out what we need to do to turn around and make those better.
All right, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300 if you have a question. All right, Mr. Presiding Commissioner, I understand the solar project is moving forward.
Well, it absolutely is. We voted yesterday and approved a company to come in, a company called Life Solar. Here's the plan that was initiated to it. Our initial goal was not to ever try to replace the electricity that we buy today currently from Ameren, but it was to take and reduce that and to try to find some dollar savings inside of that picture for our county. So we went into contract yesterday with a company to build a solar field on the county farm there close to the courthouse. And that farm, by the projections that we have, will produce about 30% of our consumption that we have today. We presently are spending somewhere in the neighborhood of around $100,000 a year just to put on the lights and do that part of the work with our electricity. So our initial goal is that when this is completed and done and you've got every nickel into this system that you've got put into it, that 100% of that on the backside will come back to us. And so that will produce about $30,000 a year when that is fully paid for. In order to pay for that system, and I know a lot of people are probably concerned about that because everyone wants to know where their money gets spent. Well, today we know what we're spending with Ameren, and if the calculations are coming in about right, we should save approximately $400 a month with the present system and still be able to, with the savings that we're making by supplying this additional power to us through solar panels, it will turn around and be able to pay for itself. The projected period of time of that is 10 years or less. And so we think that that's going to pan out for us and be something that's pretty good. The life expectancy on these panels is being quoted at that they can live as long as 40 years. Now, we didn't use those numbers. We went by the manufacturer side. The manufacturer will guarantee the panels and guarantee the labor on those for 25 years. So if that's a conservative number that we're using, that says that for 15 years after every single nickel is paid for this system, then we will draw nothing but 100% return on that. As rising costs continue through electricity, for us and in that particular program, our costs won't change. That'll be a fixed number. And so we'll just gain that much more value each and every year. So every time that you see your electrical bill rise and you cry, you can at least think one thing. You can look back over and say, well, at least over at my county, I gained a little ground. So that's what we have that's inside that picture. We had a number of people that bid on this particular project. We got to look at a lot of different companies, got a lot of good proposals, learned a lot of very, very good and valuable information from all of them. It was not an easy decision and was not a quick decision, but we think that we've got the group that we want that's in there, and we believe that we're going to have a good program on the backside of that.
Wayne, how about your thoughts? A good deal?
Yes, I believe it's a good deal. One of the key things was is during our research, we learned a lot about the different kinds of panels. We picked what is rated or the best that we can find, the number one panel in the United States to be our provider. I'm not going to plug the company, but we picked, research found the number one panel in the country. We also worked to establish as a nonprofit or as government, you can't use federal tax credits. So we found a tax equity partner to work with us and to take advantage of those. So any place that we could take advantage of reducing the cost, we have chosen to go that away. And so I'm pleased with the project. We've applied for and we'll have some Ameren rebates coming. That's all part of the reason to get hooked up in this thing.
All right. How about your thoughts, John?
I think that they did a wonderful job. We took our time at what we did. We started out, it was going to take 20 years. We continued through Mr. Wilcox, getting different people coming in. We were really lucky on, we kept learning. We kept finding different ways to do this project with little or no cost, and I appreciate what we've done.
All right. How about installation, John? I know these folks get things done quickly, don't they?
Well, yes, they do. They move pretty quick. The goal that we have in store right now is to try to put everything up and have it up and running and in place, or the best part of it anyway, by the end of June. So it's going to be aggressive. It's going to be moving right along, moving pretty quick. But coming up into July, we're anticipating that we're going to be utilizing the power of the sun to help pay down the bills and stuff there for the county.
Okay, 911 board. I know the city made its appointment to the advisory board with a couple of appointments with Police Chief Troy Link and Fire Chief George Albert. What's going on with the county?
Well, on the 911 board, for those of you listening, this is hand in hand with the 911 fees that the public went ahead and graciously approved for us to be able to do dispatch. So for emergency dispatch across the county, that's what this 911 board is set up to do. We have a proposal that we're looking at today. It looks very, very good and very favorable. Coming into next week, and a reminder to all the people in the county, our meetings are public. They're open to the public. You're welcome to come. Next week, though, I believe it's at 10 o'clock. We've got scheduled on our agenda.
Tuesday. Yeah,
on Tuesday. You're more than welcome to come in and hear what we have that's on it. But the idea of the 911 board, the city of Moberly is one of the principal players that's in it, and they will be putting a considerable amount of money from city resources into that dispatch system. The county is another one of the principal players that is inside of that group, and all of the 911 money that we receive from this initiative, from these fees, will be put inside to that end. The county is guaranteed to have some positions that are on that board. The person in this case, because I'm in it now, I will be serving on that board until I come off, but the presiding commissioner has been granted a position on that board. That is because in the duties of the presiding commissioner, the chief emergency management official is the presiding commissioner. So it made sense to make sure that that person had a place at the table that was on it. Our sheriff is another one that is located on that. And so that is the chief law enforcement across the county. And so that person will be on it. There is a representative from all of the different fire departments. So all the fire departments have all gathered, and they have chosen their representative who will serve on that board. And this board is the advisory board that will dictate how we will try to manage and control these emergency dispatch procedures, and the equipment and the purchasings of all of that will come down and come through this this board that's been collaborated here in the county in order to create that. The ambulance district will have a position that is on that board. And so in the course of city council, and Moberly will have a person that's on it. Those discussions will be held here, like I said, this coming Tuesday. And in all indications, unless we find a horn somewhere in the center of its head, which I don't think that we're going to do, we've had an opportunity to review some of these things. I believe that we will be approving that particular initiative this Tuesday.
Wayne, there's not a whole lot more important things than the county commission does than working on public safety, is there?
No. We have a great system here in Randolph County. I mean, we've got great people. We've got a great sheriff. We've got great law enforcement, great chief of police here in Moberly. Those are the key pieces. I can't say enough about the response that I've had from the ambulance district in emergencies that I've had at my residence through the years. And when we have had disasters, you can't say thank you enough to the volunteer firemen. And I emphasize volunteer firemen that have come out and have supported their neighbors in their neighborhood to deal with very horrendous events at times.
All right. We've got a few minutes left in the program today. We're going to hear from Troy Bach in a moment, talking about a ceremony commemorating D-Day today. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have Education Moberly coming up, too. But I want to give you each a thought to talk a little bit about D-Day and what the servicemen and women who have given so much for this country really mean.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, they're not called the greatest generation by accident. When we think about, our fathers that went on before and the efforts that they undertook in World War II, and when you think about all the people there on D-Day and hitting the beaches there in Normandy, it's just a miracle in itself that you could even undergo such an operation like what that took to turn around and entail. Now today, I believe there will be a service that's out at the park at 2:00, and so I would encourage people to go out there to the Omar Bradley Monument. And kudos here to Randolph County with one of our native sons who was absolutely one of the most instrumental people that was inside of that particular operation. We can say from Randolph County that we absolutely had a hand inside of that. But it's amazing what those people endured and what came about as a result of that. And so, we respect those people and we honor those people like we do all of those what protect our country.
Okay. Go ahead, Wayne.
As a young man, 18, 17, some of them were, I've heard of some of them 16 years old. And I've heard the stories as being a guardian on honor flight with some of the folks from the Second War, the things that went on with them. But as a young man, and I got involved with the Vietnam conflict, but as a young man at 18, and you have enjoyed the freedoms that you've enjoyed, you have a tendency to want to sign up and go do your part in this. But you never know until you get there and you start up, as those guys did, start up that beach and bailed out of those landing craft, or you were dropped in out of a helicopter into a zone. You don't know what you're getting into until that happens with you. And then, as I've heard some other people say, fear takes over. And your desire to preserve your life takes over. So you do what you have to do. And then when it's all over with, then you have got to figure out how to live with yourself. And the guys from the Second War, that greatest generation, did a wonderful job of that. They came home and made this country great as the greatest nation in the world. And they made its economy grow. They did it all, okay? Whether they had an eighth grade education or a high school education, or a lot of them came back and used the GI Bill to finish up their college, they made this nation what it is today. And it's our responsibility still, in my later years, it's still my responsibility and the ones below us to understand that and to carry this nation forward, to understand our history. And that's the case. You got to understand our history and be willing to step up and keep it going.
John, I imagine you echo those thoughts, don't you?
I absolutely do, and I say God bless anybody that's ever served this country.
All right, that's going to wrap up this interview with the commission.